You know, we've been just talking about knowing him, and we read several times in 1 Corinthians 2, verse 2, that Paul said, "For I determined not to know anything among you except Jesus Christ and him crucified." And, you know, just focusing on the fact that everything flows from that, that Paul, the one that wrote two-thirds, three-fourths, whatever, of the New Testament, the epistles, so many of the epistles, that he turned the world upside down, that he had this truth that it's just, if I know Jesus. And just like we were just talking about, if I know him, he'll show me what pathway to take. And if I know him, things will flow in my life. And really, you know, it's not an overstatement to say that really all we need is him. You know, people say, oh, yeah, well, you need food, you need water. Yeah, but if you got Jesus, he's going to make sure you have all those things. He'll make sure you do everything that we really need because he's the life giver. We exist because of him. You just listen to your heart sometime. It's beating, but you're not making it beat. And you can't. You can't do that simple thing. You can't keep this machine running. Now, you can get machines to do that, whatever, but just naturally speaking, you cannot do that. And everything is wrapped up in just knowing him. And getting back to just knowing our God and walking in that. That's the simplicity that is just our relationship with Christ. And so we read last week in Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. You can turn over there. Let's turn over to Proverbs 3. Familiar verse of Scripture. But Proverbs 3, verse 5 and verse 6. Proverbs 3, verse 5, in the New King James, it says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths." And he shall direct your paths. In all your ways acknowledge him. You know, a constant dialogue. Now, in the New Living Translation, we read this last week, it says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not depend on your own understanding. Seek his will in all you do, and he will show you which path to take." So, you know, you seek God. And that doesn't mean we have to constantly be asking him, "God, what do I do here? God, what do I do here? God, what do I do here?" But in your heart, you're just aware of his presence. And you're aware of your relationship with him and what he would have you do. And yeah, sometimes you are in your mind, in your heart. You're in the middle of work or something. "God, what should I do here? What should I do with this person? What's the best decision?" You're not verbally saying that. I mean, you can express that sentiment like that. You don't have to use words. It took me however many seconds to say that, but I can just, you know, have that same sentiment towards God without using words. You just automatically, what should I do here? And he, you know, leaves you with impressions and so forth. But he said, "Seek his will in all you do, and he will show you which path to take." He will. He will show us which path to take of those myriad of paths, that throughout our day, he'll show us which path to take. He'll show us which way to go. And so just a little bit further down in Proverbs 3 there, in verse 17, this is where I want to go today. See, really, actually, not even go to 17 yet. Let's go to verse 13. You know, Proverbs focus a lot on wisdom, what to do. Wisdom is knowing what to do in any situation. You have wisdom. It says over in Proverbs 4, verse 7, it says, "Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom." If you can get wisdom, if you can know what to do, it goes a long way. You know, and that's what we're talking about. What we talked about last week is wisdom. Knowing God's wisdom, really, he'll show you which path to take. You know, Solomon asked for wisdom. He didn't ask for all the other stuff that he could have asked for. He asked for wisdom. That brought him all the other things. And see, we know God. And like we said last week, if we'll just know him and seek him in all we do, seek his will in everything we do, we'll be led in the right path. That's wisdom. That's wisdom, the pinnacle of wisdom. That's not man's wisdom. That's the best pathway for our life is what God. I mean, we have God's mind on something. It's perfect. We don't have to figure it out. We just have to know him. If we know him, then we may not know what's all going down. We may not know where the economy is. We may not know what the situation we're going to find ourselves in, but we can be assured that we're being led on the right pathway. So Proverbs talk a lot about wisdom. So in verse 13 of chapter 3 there, it says, "Happy is the man who finds wisdom and the man who gains understanding, for her proceeds are better than profits of silver, and her gain more, or her gain than fine gold. She is more precious than rubies, and all the things you may desire cannot compare with her. Length of days is in her right hand, in her left hand riches and honor. Her ways are ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace. She is a tree of life to those who take hold of her, and happy are all who retain her." Verse 17, though, is where I want to focus today. It says, "Her ways are ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace." Now, if God, like we said, God's wisdom, it's the pinnacle of all wisdom. And he said he'll lead us in which pathway to take. And then he also said here, so if we know we're going to be led by God and take the right pathway, and that's going to be the pathway of wisdom, it says her ways are ways of pleasantness and all her paths are peace. See, the way that we'll go with God is a peaceful path. Peace. All her ways are peace. And that word peace there doesn't just mean calm. It's a word, it's the Hebrew word shalom. And it means so much more than that. From this Hebrew lexicon, Brown and Driver and Briggs Hebrew lexicon, it says, it means completeness, safety, soundness in body, welfare, health, prosperity, peace, quiet, tranquility, contentment, peace used in of human relationships, peace with God, especially in covenant relationships, and peace from war. That's a powerful word. I'm going to read a few of those things again. Completeness. So when you're saying, think of this, when God's saying he's going to, all your paths are peace, this is what he's saying. Your paths not aren't just quiet, not let, you know, have no trouble, but it's the pathway of wholeness, of completeness. Everything that you see is good. It all is encompassed in this word. It just means soundness. Everything right. It's the best way. When we read over in Psalm 32:8, it's the best pathway. And so when we're going down, we can expect this pathway to be peace, completeness, safety. God will lead us in the safe path. God, in this time, you know, people are so uptight about so many things in the world today, and you know, sometimes there's just fear about certain things. I mean, the economy, terrorism, what if this would happen, what if that would happen? If we're following him and we know him, we can be assured that the pathway he is leading us on is this pathway of peace that includes safety. You see, I mean, I know it's just so simple, but knowing him is just the central thing. Of if we'll just put aside certain things and just focusing on knowing him and being sure we're synced up with him, there is nothing higher. I mean, it takes care of everything. We don't have to fret about all our safety. We know that, look, if I'm just with God and I'm in tune with God, it takes care of so many things. It takes care of everything. We don't have to separately worry, okay, somehow God may have forgot something that's important to us. Well, you know, I'm following God, but what about this area of my life? See, if we have those thoughts, then we really don't understand that he promised he would lead us in the best pathway. And if we're on that best pathway, his word's good. And though it may not look like something is being taken care of, it is. So either we have to just ask ourselves, are we where we should be with God? I mean, as far as, is there something he's telling me to do where I really feel like I should do that I'm not? As far as, and I'm not talking about, you know, building stuff. I'm just saying, you know, if I'm really feeling nudged to go over here and I'm over here, if so, we just make an adjustment. But when we're walking with him, we can just be assured that everything is taken care of. And as we're walking through this life, that when it looks like, so then, you know, when the enemy comes and says, well, this isn't going to be taken care of, or this isn't going to be taken care of, just combat. No, I know I'm with God. And he's already taken care of it. I'm walking in peace. So I'm walking in completeness and safety, soundness in body. That's the best. That peace includes my body is sound, just firm, strong, healthy, welfare, health, prosperity. That everything we need is in that pathway. It may not look like it, but everything. It may not look like everything is lined up like we think it should be, but everything is because that pathway includes prosperity. God's wisdom does not leave anything out. His pathway is not going to leave anything out. The word peace included, prosperity, peace, quiet, tranquility, contentment. You know how many people, if we'll just go with him, that pathway will include contentment. We'll be content because he knows what's going to make us content. And it's not just about fulfilling everything that we want to do. Sometimes we realize we're on the right path and maybe some other stuff just has to get out of my life. Maybe I'm focusing on the wrong things and, you know, really, I have everything I need. God is always going to make sure we have everything we need. It says peace used of human relationships. You know, remember the reference, you know, but over there in the epistles it says, you know, as much as depends on you, live in peace with other men. We can't do much about if somebody's going to rail against us or be upset with us, but we can be in peace with them regardless, even if they're upset with us. Even if they don't like us or something's going on, we can still be at peace. As much as depends on us, we can be at peace. Peace with God, especially in covenant relationships, and peace from war. You know, peace from God. We have peace with God because of what Jesus did. Well, let's read in Proverbs 3:17 again before we go on. It says, her ways are ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace. See, we'll be in that path when we're following God and just and synced up with him. That same verse in the Living Bible says, wisdom gives a long, good life, riches, honor, pleasure, peace. That sums up that same sentiment that's included in that word peace. It's saying that includes riches, honor, pleasure, peace, a good life, long life. What men are seeking is encompassed in wisdom, which comes from Almighty God. You know, if you just skip down the next verse, in verse 19, it says, the Lord by wisdom founded the earth. By understanding, he established the heavens. By his knowledge, the depths were broken up, and clouds dropped down the dew. See, that wisdom has been here. God's direction has been here since the foundations of the earth. It is him. He knows what to do. He's never taken off guard. Man, it's so simple, but it's profound. Because it's so easy to get pushed off because we're being bombarded with things that tell us to be out of peace. I think inherently we know, of course we know this truth, but sometimes it gets pushed from the forefront of our mind to the back of our mind because every image we see on the internet is telling us about something in the world that we should be out of peace, or that is going to encroach upon our soundness, or is going to do something to my family, or I better worry about something at the airports, or, you know, whatever. The political landscape is changing, or I better have this included in my diet now, and they just discovered this is bad for me. And it's constantly bombarding us, telling us, trying to push us out of what we're talking about here. That this simplicity that God will lead us in a pathway that is sound, that is well, that will, he'll keep us, he'll take us, care of us as we just look to him. And all his pathways are peace, and he will lead us in the best pathway for our life. So as we go down the pathway and just seek him and look to know him, it's like this shield that goes around us in our life that no matter we are, where we are, whether we're in the middle of a war, whether we're in the middle of a crisis in our life, it's like this shield around us that is peace. And every provision and everything we need that is right there. Because God in His provision has made it so. He promised us peace. It's like Jesus said over in John 16:33. We don't have to turn there. You know, but He said in this world you're going to have tribulation. But don't be troubled. I've overcome the world. You're going to have stuff, but I've overcome everything things are going to come against you. So don't be troubled. If you just follow me, you're okay. You know, like when Jesus was in the back of the boat sleeping in the middle of a storm, He wasn't troubled. He wasn't troubled even though the people around Him thought He could die. God's peace is all it will provide everything we need. Let's turn over to John 14:25. And it's the simple things. It's the simple things that get us where we need to go. At least that's what I find. The more I live, we make things too complicated. John 14:25. These things I have spoken to you while being present with you. But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, He will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I have said to you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. You have heard me say to you, I am going away and coming back to you. If you loved me, you would rejoice because I said, I am going to the Father, for my Father is greater than I. So back in verse 27, He says, peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Now, of course, this is in the New Testament. This is Greek. But you know, Jesus, I don't know what language He was speaking here, Hebrew. Probably, or, you know, Aramaic or something. But if He was speaking Hebrew, He would have used shalom. He would have used that same word. But regardless, the sentiment, of course, we know what Jesus gives us. That same word in the New Testament, it's not the same word as the Old Testament, of course. But it says, you know, in the concordance, the dictionary, it says it means peace, literally or figuratively, and by implication, prosperity. So it carries the same sentiment. It's just, you know, soundness. That Jesus is saying, my peace I leave with you. If you think of Jesus and His peace, that He was never troubled. He always had everything He needed. He was perfectly led by the Holy Spirit. Never, ever, ever missed it. So what we're talking about today, He walked out to a T. He always was in the right place at the right time. He always, of that multitude of paths that He could have taken throughout His life, He went exactly where the Holy Spirit, through that tree, led Him. So He was always at the right place. He was always where He needed to be. He was always at the place where His needs were met. Where somebody had a need, wherever the Holy Spirit was moving Him, because He walked as a man, He was 100% God, 100% man, but He was led by the Spirit of God, just like we are, and He epitomized this. He always had everything He needed. Of course He was God, but He laid aside His glory to walk like a man, and that's our example. And He said, His peace I leave with you. And He said, don't let your heart be troubled. Why is our heart ever troubled? It's because we think we're not going to have something that we need. And when you're following God, the devil, the enemy, will try to convince you that you don't have something you need, or that somehow if you follow God, you'll be lacking something. And that's a lie. Because God said, He said His peace He gives to us. If we'll follow it, just following His example, that doesn't mean everything will always be easy. But in the midst of that life, just, you know, we think of ourselves just with the shield that we have everything we need. So even when it doesn't feel like we have what we need, we're convinced that we have what we need. And when we're convinced that we have what we need, even when it doesn't look like we have what we need, that's called faith, and we will see that we actually have everything we need because it was there all the time, because God's provision is with us. That's faith. God said he calls those things that be not as though they were, over in Romans 4. He calls those things that be not as though they were. So when it doesn't look like there's peace, health, prosperity, soundness, peace in our relationships, whatever, we know that if we just know him, we're on the best pathway for our life, and with that pathway is peace and soundness and shalom and everything. So we know that it's got to be so, so we declare it's true even when it doesn't look like it. And that's the pathway we walk down, just like Jesus did. It didn't. He wasn't scared because there was a storm. Man, maybe he missed it. Maybe he missed the Holy Spirit. He wasn't supposed to go in this boat. No, he just got up and said, be still. That's the way we live our lives. We have God, Jesus' peace. Imagine, he said, peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. My peace. Imagine what he's saying. My peace I leave with you. My ability, my soundness, and my ability to walk through the trials of life perfectly, that's what I'm leaving with you. And so he says, don't let your heart not be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Don't be afraid because I've left my peace with you. Let's turn over to Romans 5. All his pathways are peace. His pathways are peace. In Romans 5, verse 1, it says, therefore, having been justified, therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom also we have access by faith into this grace in which we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And not only that, but we also glory in tribulations, knowing that tribulation produces perseverance, and perseverance character, and character hope. Now hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit who was given to us. In the first verse he says, we have been justified by faith, we have peace. We have peace. The same word. Well, we have peace with God, you know, and that's one of the words back in when you're talking about in the Old Testament word. It was also used as peace in a covenant relationship with God. But it's the same thing, that we have peace with God because of Jesus. And he said his peace he gives to us. And that we don't have to be afraid, no trouble. We have soundness. God is completely tranquil, our relationship with God. There's no turmoil. There's turmoil for people that don't have a relationship with God. They haven't accepted Jesus, but with us, we have peace. And so then he goes on to say, see, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we also have access by faith into this grace in which we now stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. And then he goes off. It says, not only that, we also glory in tribulations, knowing that tribulation produces perseverance, and perseverance character, and character hope. And we spent some time on that before. But it's the same thing here. You know, when you know you have peace with God, number one, everything else flows from that. If we are at peace because of Jesus with Almighty God, then everything else is really secondary. Man, if we have the peace of God, and God has given us peace through Jesus, see, again, if we know him, which the only way you know him is through Christ, then everything else is secondary. We're all right with the King of Kings, the Almighty God that created the heavens and the earth. So then all these other things in our life, they've been taken care of because the King makes sure of that. He's not going to save us eternally and then leave us hanging out to dry in some of these things, but we're all tempted to think that sometimes because stuff just bombards us. And so it gets us off to think that somehow, yeah, I know, I have peace with God, blah, blah, blah. I have, I'm all right with God, but what about this problem in my life? And we go right back and act like this other thing is primary. And our relationship and the fact that we have been given all this through the creator of the universe dying for us is secondary. And what I'm saying is that it all goes together. That if we know him and we're just hooked up with him, then we have everything else. It's part of the package. His peace and soundness and wholeness. Let's turn over to Ephesians 2:13. We'll close here. Ephesians 2:13. Ephesians 2:13 says, "But now in Christ Jesus, you who once were far off have been brought near by the blood of Christ. For he himself is our peace." He's it. He gave his peace to us, but he is our peace. He himself, who has made both one. Now this is talking about the two covenants. Who has made both one and has broken down the middle wall of separation, having abolished in his flesh the enmity, that is, the law of commandments contained in ordinances, so as to create in himself one new man from two, thus making peace, that he might reconcile them both to God in one body through the cross, thereby putting to death the enmity. So he's talking about the two covenants, old covenant that we couldn't be justified by our works, but because Jesus has come, he's put them two together and he's made peace with us. God's not at war with us anymore. He's not, because of that we can't keep a covenant, because Jesus came to be our peace. And so he's our soundness, he's our wholeness. And what we couldn't do through keeping the commandments, see, in the old covenant, there was all these do's and don'ts that if you don't do this, then all these bad things happen to you. If you do all these good things, then all these good things happen to you. And nobody could keep it perfectly, not even from the first commandment. They couldn't do everything perfectly. And God put in a new place through Jesus so that he is our soundness. He is our wholeness. And because of what he's done, we have peace, not because we've earned it, not because we do everything perfect in our life, just because we know him. And if we know that, we can be assured that our life is following the path of peace. And that because of Jesus and because he's our peace, that we can walk in his paths and in his righteousness, in his wholeness, in his soundness, and that because of him, we have the life that everybody is seeking, not on our own merit, but because of him. And we can follow the best pathway for our life in soundness, in wholeness, in peace, because of him. It's so simple. It's so simple. Just that the primary thing in life is knowing him. Putting him first in the things we do. Asking him, including him in things. A relationship. And that all life, everything flows from that. It's so simple. Hallelujah.